Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Melanie.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week and we talk about what we want to talk about. We need to make sure that we thank our sponsors. I feel like that's what you wanted to say.
Yes, I do absolutely want to thank our sponsors. Ernan is the sponsor of today's podcast.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That's not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Mel watched the reunion of the Ultimatum South Africa.
You did it?
I did.
Oh.
And so we'll talk a little bit about that because what a good time that show was.
That reunion was like, the show was like 10 and the reunion was like 4 for me. I feel like the reunions have been very underwhelming. Yes.
You know what I think happens in the reunions? What? This is actually my assessment. I think because people have time for the show to air and read comments, they reassess.
Got it.
And so if you get them closer to when the show ended, you're going to get the same
kind of
energy.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're able to read comments and understand and look at yourself for that matter,
that's
and
true.
See how you're like coming across and maybe you didn't even realize it, and you see people kind of like blasting you,
yeah,
you're going to come with like a, because let me tell you something, we're here now, so we're just going to do it. What's that girl's name?
Kanye
came with some
a complete 180.
I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you also sometimes make me mad.
Oh my goodness. But wait, I want to go back to the other point, which is that while I agree, because it's been a year, they said, since this one, I also feel like hosts matter. And while she and her husband were great hosts of the show, I think you need a little messier person for the reunion. You need somebody that's going to like bring out tea. Even if the contestant, the cast has now reevaluated and reassessed and are presenting differently, you still, as the host, got to be able to pull. And I think people who are respectful and people who like want to show goodness in people, they're just not good hosts.
I agree.
You need Matt for a reunion.
Yeah.
You need messy people to host reunion shows. You just do.
I agree with that. I could never do a reunion because I'm always going to honor like those people's boundaries and like want people to, especially black people. Like y'all know how I am. I just want black people to show up in the best light possible. And so I'm going to protect that side of them or like not showcase it.
Yes.
However, the reality is, as an audience member, we want the tea and the mess and the draw, especially if the whole series.
Right. You set us up for it.
Africa, the ultimatum South Africa, them folk.
Unhinged.
They didn't care about nothing.
Nothing. It was unhinged. You got like a glimpse, I feel like, during it, but it wasn't enough. Like, Labo deciding mid-show to break up with him?
She waited for that.
That was her get back.
That was her get back.
It was her all the way. It was delicious,
though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but okay, I have questions, though. But wait, how about she said, whatever, we're going to break up. And then Lindile, silly self, going to say, what happened? What'd she say? And then SZA was like, she just broke up with him.
I know.
Your mics are on.
I know. That was hilarious,
too. I need him to pay attention.
I loved it, though, because it was such a real, like, that's a real couple months. Wait, what happened? What happened? What did I just?
They broke up.
Yeah, that's how she did
she
it, too.
She broke up with him.
Hush now, because I'm trying to hear the rest. I loved it.
But, so the fact that Labo been talking to Isaac the whole time,
that was so interesting to me. And Isaac is not really a good dude either, but the fact that he was there like campaigning Big Brother style for Labo. But what's Labo's boyfriend's name or ex-boyfriend? My laptop's broken. I can't pull up the cast.
Oh, memo. I will tell you. Hold on. His name is Labo and Nola.
Nola, thank you. Nola being like, are y'all two together?
Yes.
That's why you trying to break up with me, sir.
Oh, wait.
Cut it out.
Oh, wait. I was on his side. Because
you think Labo and Isaac are together?
Because at the beginning of the reunion, when they were talking about when the first pairings happened, and you remember Isaac ended up getting paired with Kanye. And at the beginning of the reunion, he said, yeah, I think at that point, Labo would have been a better match for me, or was a perfect match for me. Hold on, I think I even wrote it down. Isaac said Labo would have been the perfect match for him, and that was before they even got to the breakup scene and how she's unhappy and all of that. He said that early, and then the episode keeps going, and he's like, "Yeah, we're friends. We talk all the time." And she brings him up, and then it keeps going, and now I don't want to be with you. I'm gonna break up. You don't make me happy. And then he's over there cheering like he's at a damn football game. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, when he brings it up, what? No, we would never. We're just friends. Yeah, but you just said she would have been the perfect match for you. Y'all been talking this whole time. I'm sorry. I had to say. And then he was like, yeah, I am talking. There is a young lady who just keeps talking to me. And I had the same thought. Well, is the young lady level? Oh. Are y'all being together?
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you this. If in the background this is your big plan, your master plan, Isaac, level run.
Amen.
She don't need none of the, you know who she, who needs to actually be her best friend? The white South African man.
Absolutely.
He was the only one there, like literally serving in her best interest.
He clapped too.
He sure did.
Isaac was cheering. White boy was like,
yes, that's the only one. All them other dudes, her heart is not prepared to jungle.
Absolutely.
The way the two men, and she seems to be attracted. She probably is low key attracted to Isaac in that way, because her heart with Nola, like, girl, why you got back with him?
Aiden, that's his name.
Aiden. Yes. Why did you get back with him?
Why?
Nothing about him. He seemed manipulative. He seemed like a liar.
Yes.
Like, girl, run the other direction. And for all the good advice Isaac was able to give you, he was not able to apply it in his real life with his relationship with old girl. So no, Lebo.
I agree. But wait, because was Nola wrong? Because the host said to Nola, is there anything you want to say to Ruth, anything, whatever? And so he went on, this is right before she broke up with him. He went on the tangent like, I really had a good time with Ruth. I don't have any regrets. I learned a lot about myself and who I want to be with. And then he was like, it's no offense to her, but she was all in her feelings already. And I was like, well, what is he supposed to be disrespectful to her? Like, I think Nola's not a great person, but I also was like, y'all are doing a lot. Because what is he supposed to say?
Well, I thought that was a little bit messy to me.
For because, him? What?
Well, I thought it, so it was such a delicate balance. And this is actually before I actually fully realized they were back together.
Okay.
Nola, because I remember Label was like, I just feel like I'm right here. Like, respect me. Something like that was the energy. And I was like, yeah, but if y'all are broken up, like, he has the right to say that. With all of that said, if we're still together, you could have phrased that a little bit different.
Okay, that's fair.
Just a little bit different. And that's what Label, she got other things she got to work through.
I agree.
Before she dive herself in the dating pool with sharks.
I agree.
She seemed to like them sharks.
She does. And she be getting ate up.
And she be getting ate up. Yeah. You can't do that. Yeah. So I don't necessarily think he was wrong. But if they were still together, I would have appreciated a more delicate approach to the conversation.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Because he was like, I don't have any regrets.
Yes! And it wasn't like, what was the other girl where she was like, I just want to tell you, thank you, because he really did learn from you. That's a different,
I think that was Tabby, Genesis and Tabby, I think is her name.
Oh, I think it is too. And so that's and it was her and not him that said it. Yeah. So that's also different. But being able to say, like, I learned so much from this experience, and I do realize I was taking my partner for granted. And what I learned through that is how to treat my partner better. Like, I do not regret. That's one way to say it. But like, we had beautiful time and I just had such a great time, and everything we did, loved it.
No regrets here.
Do it again. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. Yeah. Sir, get out my face.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's fair.
And she didn't have the same experience either. She was with Aiden the whole time, worried about him.
Yeah, I was going to say, but she did that to herself.
She did.
She was worried. She was creeping in their window, looking in their bed, showing up at the house. You made your experience terrible and then is mad at him because he made his experience great. Listen, don't go on the show.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Pink hair was Tabby. It was SZA.
Oh, SZA.
It was SZA.
Yeah.
You're right.
I just have to say, though, I like Genesis. That man, he came across as a good man.
I agree.
Like, I said, how old is he? Because he came across mature.
He did.
And like,
but was young in the face looking.
Yeah, he does look very young. Yeah. But when he went out to go talk to, what's his name after?
Who didn't deserve
Nola.
It. Nola.
After he went, Nola got broken up with live on TV, and then he went to the back, and Genesis followed him, and he said, what did he say? Age is not on our side.
He sure did.
And we can't change our body and not change our mind, transform our mind, something like that.
It was really solid advice.
This feels like
advice. It
wisdom
was good.
From a Disney movie.
It was so good.
It was good. And then the way he came back and was talking about his relationship with her, and I got to be able to have the money and do the sacrifice and the stuff. He said
the proposal wasn't real anyway because I didn't ask her family.
Yes.
Okay, dude.
I like him.
Yeah, no, I did too. They did seem to have something else going on there, though.
I agree.
Something else. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, they got
it
work.
It did seem like something else was going on over there.
Yeah.
And then Ruth. And then what did you think of Aiden and I don't know that girl's name. I'm sorry, y'all. My laptop's not pulling up.
What happened with them?
They were kind of a forgotten couple, weren't they?
Yeah, the whole show they were.
I agree.
The only thing I don't even remember who she was partnered with. Who was the woman partnered with in the show? Lindile? Who was Lindile with? I don't remember her.
Wasn't she partnered with Genesis?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think she was partnered with Genesis because neither one of them was really. Genesis was trying.
He was
kind of.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. He didn't want her. But I don't. It seemed like they were still together. But like, okay, something.
See, I am hard pressed to believe that these type of shows actually work. Courtney, thank you. That was her name. I'm just hard pressed to believe that these shows that I could go on this, a show like this, although the black couple from the American version, the very first one, they're still together. And I did not think they were going to make
it. Oh,
I can't.
The girl
of the
who
name.
Was crazy.
Yes.
Oh, she show up on her. She got a little like blonde streaks on her hair.
She's
cute.
Super cute.
She be showing up on my page sometimes. I'll
yeah,
look at
they're
her
still
stuff.
Together. Yeah. But I would just, if you like actually sleep, like have, like we actually break up and you take the 2 weeks or wherever long they're together, I don't even think it's that long, to like sleep with the other person, I don't think you can come back to me after that.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think I could recover.
100%.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know that it, like, maybe what I actually am saying is it's not a show I could actually go 100%. On and recover absolutely and have not. It work. It's just not something I could do.
I don't think they consulted any marriage therapist or any mental health therapist. I don't think anybody was consulted when they created this show. This was somebody messy in correct. Their bedroom. Like, yeah. You know what we should do?
Yes. And it only
break
gets
up
worse.
Couples.
Yeah.
And then force them to either get married or break up. Yeah, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
But everybody, please apply, because I enjoy watching y'all make a fool of yourselves on TV, streamed in 280 countries, is it? Yeah. Netflix. Everybody around the world be looking at y'all laughing, because this is crazy.
It's very crazy.
Absolutely not a good idea.
And then, are we surprised that Kanye is pregnant? Or no, had the baby. Not pregnant.
Had a
the,
whole
she
child.
She said the baby was 3 weeks, three
had
months, something like that.
Had a whole child. With, and get. To Kiko, the man, Kay. Why would he do that?
I said, this man is a glutton for punishment.
He,
because you went and had a child
a
with this woman,
baby.
And then this is the other part. I said, oh, sir, I don't mean to be dramatic, but it's abusive behavior to have the woman that is literally like verbally abusive to you,
yes,
and get on there and apologize to
oh,
her.
Oh my goodness!
On TV,
he was like, and I just want to say, I have to own some of her behavior. Wait, sir,
what?
You got to check that whole statement is ass backwards. How could you take responsibility for the actions of anyone else?
And mind you, she didn't.
And she did.
The only thing she said was, I probably shouldn't have said anything about the woman's weight. I shouldn't have weight shamed her, fat shamed her, whatever she said.
Yes.
And that was it. Not,
that was the worst thing you did. You
girl,
poured wine on a grown man
going.
In the bed.
You could have kept
Let's
going.
Let's start there.
And Kay wanting me to believe that he has never.
Oh my goodness, that was such a lie.
Kay,
I've never seen her
act
like that.
Cut it out.
Well, sir. Well, that's even more of a red flag.
She waited to get on national television
and then show her ass like this.
To show her whole behind,
and you're just as shocked and surprised. So much so that you made a baby with her. Well, this is crazy.
Everybody, and I want to be clear, I'm not the crazy one.
No.
Okay, you crazy for thinking we would believe it.
Oh my goodness.
And Kanye is just crazy.
She is, absolutely. For him to try to act like, this is what be cracking me up. That's not even who I am. I can't believe I am a sweet, soft shell on the inside. Where, honey? We watched you on TV for 2 weeks. How you had 8 episodes, 8-hour-long chances to show anything other than the ass you showed us, and you only showed ass. That is not a mistake.
No. And your quips.
And you're too quick. You're too quick.
You're too quick.
That didn't just happen when the cameras hit go.
No, you just don't. Because me, I say, get out. You say, get out with your cheap shit.
Yes.
That's a gift, honey.
Girl,
that don't just come. That's a gift from above.
I haven't even looked down to look at your shoes to know that I should make fun of them.
Correct.
This woman has eyeballed you up and down, left and right, back to front, and has a list of insults to hurl at you the minute you look at her.
It.
Yes. And all of a sudden, that's not who you
that's
are.
That's not who I am.
Well, who are you, Jesus?
And then could tell somebody, and this is what kills. This is good disrespect, okay? People who could say, get out.
Oh my.
I didn't invite you.
Oh my goodness.
And you know, as the person that actually wasn't invited, you don't have no option but to actually get out.
Oh my gosh.
The shame.
Oh my gosh. When I was watching that, in my head, I kept trying to figure out, what would you do in this moment?
Me too.
Like, if you went to somebody's space. You have to hit her. And now she is just, get out. Mm-hmm. Get out.
I didn't invite you.
Get out. Get out.
We're not going to go beyond this. I'm not going to entertain any other conversation except get out.
And all she just, are you spitting on me? Because what else are you going to say? Yeah. Oh my gosh, say it. Don't spray it. Oh my gosh. You're such a mean person. Because what else do you say? Nothing. You smack her. You smack her in her face. And then you get out.
You have to hit her. Literally. And we don't condone violence here. But literally, in that the instance, only option I do is, someone said, because she's the one that's looking cheap. This is the thing. When you are not the person that's as quick as she is. Okay. This, don't pee on me or tell me it's raining. No. This woman acts like this all the time. Judge, okay. So, correct. So she acts like this all the time. But when you don't remember to say, that's why your wig is lifted.
Because she should have. That was such, it was right there.
There's so many things it was to right say back at her, and your mind doesn't think.
And you,
that's why your wig is terrible.
You want to talk about cheap? Cheap? Girl, if you don't buy some lace melt glue for this lifting wig.
Girl, shut up before I slick your wig off your head. You don't think that.
You don't. You know how you get into something and then when you get home, you think of all the responses you should have had and then you just be sitting there mad. Like, dude, I could have said this. I should have said this. Then you just got to live your life waiting for the opportunity to say it back to that specific person. It's not even like I have this thing and now I want to say it. No. I need that person to address me so that I can say this. Like, that's, yes.
Oh my God.
What I also want to tell you about is earning. Because life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You know what she should have said? You want to talk about cheap? Your wig is lifting and you know what you need? Earning. You need to access your pay as you go today so you can go buy some glue.
Because it's money the problem?
Because it's money the problem, cheap. Obviously.
It's giving broke.
It's giving you don't have Earning app downloaded today. Okay? You got to use the code GIN under podcast.
Correct.
Get you a little percentage off because you
that's
broke.
G-I-N.
Let me help you not be broke no more with Earning. So if you need a little extra money, like maybe Kanye did, because you need to buy some glue, okay? Maybe you need a new wig. Maybe you need a new outfit and a new wig and some new glue. Get Earnin. It's going to help you. It's going to help you, okay? Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google app or Apple Pay store. When you download the Earnin app, type in GIN under podcast, okay? When you sign up, it'll really help our show, GIN under podcast. Subject to your available earnings location, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Very good. And Daddy, she nailed that one.
Yes, I did. I read it, nah.
She did. She nailed that one. Okay, anything else on that before we start at the top?
I think we got it all out.
We covered it all?
Yes. Yeah.
I love these shows. These are the shows that Netflix does the best.
I agree.
They do these type of just.
And sports documentaries. Like, oh, those are their bags.
Oh, man, I love a good sports documentary on Netflix. There's one actually coming out soon that I want to see, and I don't remember what it was.
The gymnast. Oh, there's a gymnast one?
It might be.
You talk about
it's the Olympics.
It's about the Olympics.
It almost reminds me because I love these two. Remember the not 30 for 30, although I do love a 30 for 30. Remember, I think it was HBO, Showtime, whatever it was. They used to follow the boxers up to the mat. Thank you, 24/7. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It reminded me of 24/7, but they're doing it for the Olympics.
For the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yesterday I said to Greg, I'm sure many of us do obsess over the Olympics. Like, it is my favorite time.
Me too.
So much though, I was like, I'm not a lawyer, but let me tell y'all what happened with the Olympics today. I who won? What kind of race?
You listen. Should, and not just that, Mel, you should explain the game, you know, the one that we watched.
Literally, I said that in the bit. I said, I'm finna be like, y'all know the game, this one? Let me tell you how it works, and let me tell you who won, because that is my jam. So I don't care what trial's happening come August. Because that is my jam.
Please,
I love the Olympics so much.
What is it called?
I don't know. It's just this.
The one where they're on ice.
Curling.
That's Winter Olympics, though.
It is Winter Olympics.
That's the other 2 years.
Yeah, but they don't. Even when it's summer, like, there's buildings with ice. Like, hockey games be playing in the inside of a building.
But Summer Olympics greater than sign Winter Olympics.
There's more stuff.
I like that game, though. I'm sad.
But Summer Olympics are great.
I love that game.
But we're going to get gymnastics. We're going to get track.
We're going to get swimming.
We're going to get swimming.
Swimming.
Actually,
there's
that's all
always
I care.
Some drugs with swimming.
That's true.
People are always on the drugs.
That's true.
Listen.
And track, though.
Oh, and track is
and
always
track
a good
is
time.
Always. Oh. And they be on them drugs.
Yes, yeah, Shakari.
I think this might be her year. Me and Kev were talking about it.
I am so excited.
I want her to
we need
win
to have Olympic watch
so
parties.
So bad. We totally should.
Because
I want her to have her Cinderella story.
Same.
So
badly. Oh my gosh. I want her to throw her wig off in the middle of the track. I want it to be boxer braids underneath.
Everything.
Cornrows, whatever you want to call them. I want long nails, okay, that she can't even wipe her behind. They're so long. Like, give me.
That's always the thing I worry about. And when
all
you're,
of it.
Sorry, I'm talking to Joshua. He has no idea. But also when you wear cups and you have long nails,
it'd be a whole challenge.
And I imagine in the Olympics, you probably, with them long nails, you need some dexterity.
You're going to hurt something.
Yeah.
Scratch something, tear something.
Gymnastics are great. We used to watch the gymnastics. We used to watch the Olympics, but specifically gymnastics when we were kids.
Yeah.
We watched live Carrie Shrug.
Yeah.
Dominique Dawes.
Oh, my goodness.
What was the other Dominique?
Dominique Dawes and Dominique Mochiano.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So
all
good.
Of them. When Carrie, it's iconic now, but when she did the flip off the whatever it was challenge, she.
Yes.
Her way to a 10. And the coach, who actually turned out to be a good person, came out and, oh my God, the USA pride that I had, because I didn't know better. I didn't know the Americas was trash at the time.
I hate America for 3 years.
Come on.
3 years and like 8 months.
But during the Olympics?
But during the Olympics, I'd be like, where is my America? Where's
give
my flag?
Not,
give me my flag.
During the 4th of July, don't nobody care about America. During the Olympics?
Oh, I am an American.
Come on.
Come on, America.
Come on.
Red, white, and blue be out.
Synchronized swimming? Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. And don't listen.
Synchronized swimming be the best.
It's
be
so
like
good.
Doing the things.
And don't listen to me. Don't let me think I'm a judge.
Oh, girl.
Oh.
We need cards.
Come on. Because straight up, that was an 8.
She splashed way too much. You know when it's supposed to be a little splash?
Yes.
Once I found that out, I'd be so judgmental. I saw all the splash right there.
Watching with binoculars. Excuse me. How much splash is allowed? Can someone remind me? Because that felt like a lot. How many points do we deduct? I want to make sure that I score this correctly.
7.
Yeah, I have a question. So when she jumped, how high was she supposed to go? Is that a hesitation?
Wait, if it's synchronized and they aren't synchronized?
Oh, and be
somebody
looking,
be spin too fast.
Looking for she was half a second. I saw
0.5.
Come
too
on,
too faster than the other person.
Be waiting for the rewatch when they replay it.
Yes.
And the judges be giving their stuff. Me too. I have things to say.
100%.
Yes.
Where's my mic? Wait, do they do tennis? Because I've been into tennis lately too.
I think they might do tennis.
Is that a part of the Olympics? It needs to be.
I've never watched tennis during the Olympics.
Have you been watching though in general?
No.
Because Tiafoe is my guy.
Oh.
Listen, I'm all in on tennis, okay? I love tennis.
Did you watch the tennis doc on Netflix?
That's
how you got
That's how I get introduced at this point to sports. Because I am a F1 girl, okay? Formula One girl now because of Netflix. I watch golf and be trying to talk to Josh about the golf.
The golfing one is good. Did you watch the golfing Netflix doc?
The Full Swing?
Yes.
It's so
not
good.
Really a doc, but you know what I mean.
Series.
Yeah, it's like a
the
doc
man
reality.
Has his family. He takes his family when he goes golfing. Yeah, huh? Yeah, him. I like him. Listen, I'm
it's a good time.
Sports consumer at this
point.
Yeah,
I love it for you.
Doing a golf. I don't know how long it is, but they're bringing that into the Olympics for this year too.
Golf. Oh, I'm in.
I believe so.
Wait, that's exciting. I'm going to tell you all the updates.
I'm waiting to enter my like fully suburban era where I take up golf.
We should do it.
You want to?
Yeah.
I need a. I want a hobby. I feel well. My life coach also told me I need a hobby.
I was gonna say we need to do pickleball.
What is pickleball?
It's mini tennis. It's like ping pong and tennis had a baby. Yes.
Okay. And very good explanation.
The size is like the room, basically, but it's outside.
Oh, well, fun. And Greg said he just told his dad because his dad has been playing pickleball now. His dad is like 70. Okay, and his dad is playing, and he's like all in. It's hilarious. But apparently, like, because of all the movement, you know, that's like full body.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like swimming where your everything's engaged.
Yeah.
But it like extends your life.
Oh.
It like is an easy, not easy, but like a way to like, yeah, keep you healthier for a longer period of time.
People can we take classes?
That, let's find some.
We can get an instructor. We can do a group lesson.
Let's do it.
I would love to do this.
Yes.
I would love if it's like a 6 week or 4 week or whatever.
Yes.
Six
let's felt get
long.
Active.
But. Yeah, I would totally do
six
this.
Felt long. Wait, somebody also, okay, and then we can move on, but somebody mentioned the opening and closing ceremony. Those are my jeans!
Oh, that's, they're so good.
The one in China? So good.
Wait, which the one? Is that Muhammad?
It was beautiful. I don't know.
What was
no,
the one?
No, Muhammad was like in Atlanta, 96.
Oh.
I said China. Where would they let Muhammad Ali?
Oh, I remember Beijing.
Beijing.
Oh, they had the, it was very.
It was pretty.
Yeah. It was all the things.
It was all the colors and it was beautiful.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Muhammad was in Atlanta?
Yes, 96.
It was that long ago?
Yes. Girl, it ain't been in America since.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's been, I'd be.
They only let their people do their
every
stuff.
Every 4 years, when they come every 4 years, it seemed like it was just yesterday.
I know. That's how the election feels too.
It is coming up. I feel like as I've gotten older, it's faster.
It's at the same time. Every time there's the Olympics, there's an election in America for the president.
The Olympics, but see, their timeline for them are not on the, they're not on the same plane for me. Okay. They're not on the same time plane, right?
A couple months apart.
Well, yeah. But also I feel like the Olympics, it be feeling like 4 years. Like it be feeling like
I
a long time.
That.
The president, it be like, it's been 4 years already?
Except when it was Trump, it was like, this is going so slow.
It was long.
When is it over?
It was long.
Today, I think they're doing closing arguments in his first criminal trial.
Oh, I get the updates on my phone every morning.
They said that the Secret Service has now talked to the jail about, like, if he gets convicted, like, how are we going to arrange this? Imagine the Secret Service trying to figure out how they going to be out of a job? Because he's going
to
be in jail.
They can't go to the jail, too?
Shut up. <don't, laughs>
And protect them for how many years? Five?
No, when you're president, you get Secret Service forever.
Yes, you do for your life.
For your life, but if you're in jail,
is it at the same tier though? I feel like after a while,
it probably is at a different tier. But I wonder if that means does he need to have? He gonna be in some sick other place? No, he's not gonna be in regular gym pop. Yeah, he's not going
sure,
to gym pop.
Sure, but like, what happens to the Secret Service members? Are they out of a job because they can't protect him in jail?
They're going to be standing outside his gate like they do
that
at
literally,
the, at
like,
the,
what are y'all finna do?
At Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, literally. They finna pass out like that guard did that time.
He
y'all
sure
remember
did.
That man
yes.
passed
yeah,
out?
Yeah, he did. That's
I don't hilarious. Understand what's going to happen. I hope he goes to jail, though.
Do you think it's going to happen? I haven't stayed up on it, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't. So you're saying there's a chance?
That's it.
I feel like there could be a chance. This judge is not like him. But also, I think it's a jury trial, so
yeah.
I mean, it would be up to them. But
very interesting. All right, moving on. Summer Olympics every 4 years. That's what we were saying, that for the Olympics to come every 4 years, it'd be feeling like a long 4 years. For the presidential election to come every 4 years, it'd be feeling like a fast 4 years.
It does like feel like we have to vote again.
Yeah, that's literally. I'm like, why is this up again?
And it don't be no new candidates.
I keep telling y'all, I'm a write-in rapture.
I don't understand. Because
I think at this point, Jesus can return.
Because, girl.
Crack the sky.
Nobody else wants to be
blow
president.
Blow the trumpet.
Listen, when we were younger, I feel like that was, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? President of America. Like, that was the thing. None of the kids want to be president no more.
Oh, no.
Y'all need to raise y'all kids to be want to be president because we need new options.
I was going
to
say, I wouldn't even advise it.
These options.
I might be like, baby, you don't want to be something else.
We need somebody who is younger than
we need this Gen Alpha.
Yeah, where are the Martin Luther Kings? Where that man was young, trying to change the world
young.
In that way.
He was young.
Listen, I
still be getting drunk. There is no way I'd be trying to.
Not at your big age.
Listen, and that's my point. I ain't got time to be Martin King trying to bring the people together because I'd be drunk on Saturday and trying to recover on Sunday. What a man.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
All right, starting from the top, let me tell you guys. Mel, you haven't seen my tattoo. Oh, long story short.
I didn't even see Kev's when he was here.
You didn't? Well, you saw it all over the internet.
I did. Look at that.
I love it.
It is so nice.
I really love it. I can't tell by your response if you like it or not, though. It's making me nervous. Oh, okay. Your response was, oh, look at your baby. That's a baby.
I like it. Okay. It's very fitting. It's like a dainty,
yeah,
like small, appropriate, yeah, version. I do like it.
Okay, very good. I absolutely love it. That's really all that matters. But I do, yes, really love it.
Yes, no, I do too.
I really, really do. So this was one of the things I wanted to say, that obviously I just decided this. My whole personality for the next 30 days is that I'm renewing my vows in 30 days.
It's a personality trait.
So, yeah, it's definitely a personality trait. And we were going to get new rings. In fact, my wedding planner was like really encouraging me to get new rings. And I didn't feel
like... Your wedding planner. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, planner. I didn't feel like celebrating 20 years... like a ring felt like a big enough gesture for celebrating 20 years, mm-hmm, if that makes sense, especially because I haven't had this ring for very long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a while, but it hasn't been that long. And I just felt like I wanted to do something more, especially because of what this means to me. Everybody knows my dad didn't walk me down the aisle.
Yeah.
Kevin's dad wasn't present. I didn't really enjoy or like a lot of the things from my first wedding. So being able to like memorialize this in a way that's a little bit more meaningful than just like a piece of jewelry felt more fitting.
Yeah.
And we were toying with the idea for a while. And then finally I was just like, yep, let's do it. Whatever, whatever, whatever. And then... now I'm very happy that I did it. I do feel like the saints are judging me. I also feel like...
Do you?
100%. You think they're not? Not that I care. No. I just also think it's happening.
Okay. I didn't know if there were like comments that you were like...
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was a couple, but really it was more supportive than not, to be honest. It was a lot of like, welcome to the Christian tatted community, which feels dramatic because if you guys could see this, it almost... feels like an accessory to me.
100%. That's literally, yes.
Yeah, it all, like, not that it's this way like a bracelet, but it does feel like exactly what I wanted it to feel like, which is dainty, very feminine, soft. It doesn't feel overwhelming and almost just like an accessory. Anyway, I do feel like that. And I also feel like the Melissa of like a few years ago is judging me.
Oh.
But I've also... I mean that as a matter of fact, not that it bothers me.
Okay.
And I feel like that.
Well, does that feel like growth then?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. Daddy does want me to get some sort of like daddy's girl tattoo or something. And that would be the only other
tattoo.
Didn't
Nick get something? I feel like Monique has one for dad. I feel like it says daddy's girl or star or something.
That's what I was going to say. I would get angel. So my dad calls me and my sisters. Actually, he doesn't really call us this, to be completely honest. It's just what he calls us.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I'm daddy's angel. Monique is
daddy's star.
Star. And Mel is daddy's heart. And so I would get like an angel.
Got it.
But I don't know where. So that also stresses me out.
Yeah, where would you get it?
Yeah, that also stresses me out because I'm like, where would I do this? So I thought if I did, it would be like daddy's girl. I don't know. That's the part that stresses me.
You're already on number 2?
No, I'm saying like if daddy was seriously like, I need you to, like, this really means a lot for me. Then I would do it.
Got
it. And then I was like, well, then where? I don't know. In this imaginary scenario, I played it to the end. And then someone is saying sister tattoos and Monique wants us to get sister tattoos. So that's actually where this whole conversation, because I know you guys have heard us talk about this tattoo over the course of the weekend. The whole conversation was to pivot to here. Melanie.
I'm not doing that.
You're not getting a tattoo period or
a
you're not
tattoo
getting.
Period.
Tell us your reasonings because it's not based in religion.
It's not based in religion. I just don't want that. I don't really enjoy pain at all.
No, it did not hurt.
I don't believe.
No, that. And actually, that's not true. Let me rephrase because it's actually not true. People gaslight you and they say it doesn't hurt because it's actually not true. Mm-hmm. You absolutely feel it.
Mm-hmm.
There is pain. The problem is when you're expecting a level 10 and it's closer to a level 2-3, it feels like there's no pain. Or maybe the best way to describe it is like, it really didn't hurt. It's not that it didn't hurt, but I've said this in the thing, and Kev was talking about waxing. Waxing is really low level pain to me. Laser hair removal?
That's why I know I would never get it. Because if you describe it as painful.
And I have a high
pain. And that's what I'm saying. Tolerance. I don't. So no.
Well, this artist was very light though.
Girl, bye.
She was very light-handed. Listen,
before I went into labor, I kept asking. I didn't have contractions with McKinley because I was at the hospital and I was like, epidural me up, it's fine. We don't got to go through all this. And so with Micaiah, I was like, hey, what do contractions feels like? And Melissa was like, it feels like if you had a towel and you were wringing the towel. And so I was living my life expecting to feel that. And then I thought I died. And I was like, this doesn't feel like a ringing of the
towel. How would you explain it?
Death.
Well, maybe because my contractions weren't strong. Were your contractions?
What is wrong with her?
No, actually, that's not true. I was in active labor. I was in active labor with both of my children.
I was like, girl, what? This don't feel like that at all.
It doesn't feel like your stomach is literally like, it feels like you're doing almost like a crunch.
No, it did not feel like a crunch. I can do 50 crunches. I can't do another child ever because I thought I was dying. That was so painful. And I was like, this is the exact difference between your level of your tolerance of pain and mine. I have zero. You apparently have 10. So you telling me that a tattoo for like level 2 or 3 is a level 30 to me. I'm not interested. I just don't want that. I don't want to go through the pain. I'm just not interested.
No, that's fair enough. We won't.
But you guys can get one and then act like I have it too.
We're done here. She didn't do numbing cream, but I'm going to be really honest. I literally told her because Kev didn't take no video of me. So all the video that you have is of it? Me and my is me taking my bones.
Oh gosh.
Like literally I'm like this and like this.
Oh, where is he at?
Being Kevin. Kev was more like, does it hurt?
Oh my gosh.
Melissa, does it hurt?
It was in the moment.
Melissa, yeah, he was like, I'm so confused on what's happening right now because you're like,
wait,
not
and you went
flinching.
First.
And I went first because I was like, if it hurts Kev, I'm not going to be able take it and yeah. I'm going to chicken out. And I've been giving him a hard time about chickening out the whole time. So I'm like, I got to go first because I need to understand like what I'm getting myself into. But I almost think I set Kev up because I literally was there. She literally in the video, you see me kind of like bracing myself. And then I open my eyes like, is that it? Oh, that's it.
How long did it take?
Girl, like 15, 20 minutes. I mean, this is just lines. But Kev's took longer. His arm one took like an hour.
No, I said in my head, I was like, 20 minutes is a long time.
Oh.
For somebody
it really
to
didn't take long.
Arm.
15.
With you. I thought you were about to say seconds, girl. I was about to be like,
if it
you
took
said
that short,
minutes?
I might be a little skirt. Nick wants us to get sister tattoos. This is the other thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say on the tattoo bit. You have to be sure about what you're getting.
100%.
Because you can't
take it off.
Yeah, you can't take it off.
Yeah.
And so that was my other like concern, even with Kev, to be honest, because people were talking about, girl, that's just the M. The thing about it is our original idea was just to get the micro tattoos. Uh-huh. I was just going to do
something.
Yeah, in my finger, like Kev or K or something, or M right or K right here, like literally with something small. And then as I started thinking, I was like, that's dumb.
That's dumb.
That's dumb to me. It's fine for Kev. I just mean for me personally. Not that the idea, if you like it, that's your body. Who are me to tell you it's dumb? It don't matter what I think about what you have on your body.
Sure.
But what I think about me and for my body, I think that's dumb.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, I should like get something else. So I saw this like thing on, actually I saw it on Pinterest. And so I was like, oh, I want to script this out with my, like how I would do it with our initials or whatever. And so that's what I got.
I love it.
And I really do like it. Like immediately I was like, oh, I like it even more than I thought I would because I like things that are pretty and I like things that are feminine and soft and like those are the things I'm naturally attracted to. And I was like, oh, I feel like it's like,
it is I
almost
agree.
Like a piece of jewelry. Like if it was a bracelet that had that, I would get that. It's very cute.
I like it.
So anyway, that was what we did. Basically that's all we did this weekend.
I forgot we were on, long story short. I didn't have much. One thing that happened, I should send it to the editor, the video, on Saturday, Friday, one of these nights, it was probably 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And Greg was on the treadmill and the treadmill's in our garage. and Greg had like drawers and some sneakers on because that's what he gets on the treadmill. Just go with the story. So anyway, he's in there. And so he's in there. And then I heard a knock at the door. And so I called him like, hey, somebody's at the door. And you know how Greg is about the door. So I'm like, I'm not going to get up.
Oh, is this the video he sent?
Yeah. And so he comes immediately with drawers and sneakers and then gets his weapon. Okay. So now he has drawers, sneakers, and a gun. And I'm like, this is silly. Where? What are you? What's happening? What's happening here? Anyway, so he pulls up the ring and it's like five or six white kids at our door.
Not like 10 and under, like teenagers. No,
like teenagers. Yeah. And mind you, it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And they're like, have a radio thing and they're playing Jingle Bells.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, what is happening? And then one of the kids said something about his dad. Like, after this, we got to go. Anyway, we don't go to the door, obviously. By the time Greg finally does, they're gone anyway. And I was just like, what is happening? It felt like their version of, I don't know if I can say this.
Yeah, that's,
is that appropriate? Bleep that if it's not.
I don't know what people call it anymore.
I don't know if I should say that. I'm black, though. I can say it.
Ding dong ditching.
Okay.
All right.
We'll
go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Listen, Mary Thomas said what we said because that's the only name that we know about. Yes. I don't know what else. I didn't know, but doorbell ditching seems way more universal and appropriate.
Okay, bleep that. Anyway, it seemed like that's what they were doing. But I was like, in 2024, are kids still doing that? Because you could get unalived
that's
real quick.
Very true.
That's a very dangerous game.
Yeah, that's actually very true. But I feel like those games, they don't go away. For some reason, it's a game that the next generation always learns.
Yes.
Always. Like, what'd you call it? Doorbell ditching? Ding dong ditching? Hide and go get it?
Hide and go get it.
Freeze tag. Jax, all them games, they just live on forever. I don't know who teaches the next generation, but they live on forever. They just don't go nowhere. Prank call. Although you probably can't even prank call good no more because
you can't.
Cell phone. Yeah.
Well, then it'd be like spam.
That's true. It ain't nobody answering.
Or it could be like maybe, it'll be like maybe such and such.
That's exactly. Yeah, that's true. And so that's it.
Yeah, but now it's spam calls anyway. People trying to take your information and use your credit card information. Like, everything's been messed up.
Yeah, that's true. The prank calls probably can't live. Those got to die.
Yes.
That might have to die.
But anyway, it was the most exciting thing about our weekend. I was like, what is happening in 2024 that kids are coming to our door knocking and trying to play Jingle Bells in May and then leaving? Like, I hope you guys enjoyed that time.
Mm.
It was dumb.
I didn't understand the point. I expected to see, like, are they going to throw paint? Are they going to throw, like, TP with tissue? Or, like, what was the point of it all? And because I couldn't figure that out, I was like, well, this seems very
stupid.
Dumb.
Yes.
Unless they planned on doing an invasion. But again,
they wasn't going
to
get far.
Yeah, that's also dumb and dangerous.
I want them to come back around so that they can see where the black family in the neighborhood. Because, like, if you're going to do this game,
choose another family.
You should be smarter about the house you choose to do it with. You should do it with people who look like you.
They could have died.
Because you could have not been alive.
Yeah.
Because that was not going to be smart for you. I want them to see who lives here now. I don't think they know yet. But that's okay. Y'all will find out if you come back again. I know that much.
Hopefully they won't. Why didn't he answer? He didn't answer because he saw them on the ring?
No, by the time this man came in here with his drawers and sneakers and got the gun and went back to the door, they just was gone already.
Well, praise God.
It was because remember, they knocked. I had to call Greg first because he's in the garage. So then he's like, what? Somebody at the door. Then he comes in. Then it was a lot
of trauma in your life. If the first thing you think of, let me go grab a gun. Listen, just because somebody knocked on your door.
This is really random, but we were talking about this last night. I said, do you feel like you live your life expecting or thinking people are trying to get over on you? Because this man is skeptical about everything. And mm-hmm. I was like, I wish I had some level of your skepticism because I probably operate on more of like, that person that smacked me down didn't mean to do that because everybody's a good person. And if you cut Greg in line on accident because you don't realize he's in line, he thinks that you are doing it on purpose. So anyway, we were having an interesting conversation about you are just always on the defense. That is the way you live your life on the defense.
It is a heightened sense. I wonder if it has to do with growing up the way he did, that you just have this heightened sense of like being on guard with people.
Yeah, but he didn't grow up.
You're right. He didn't. But I met, you're right, his friends, though.
Okay.
I think when you're around people that are constantly scheming or trying to get over, maybe you tend to think that everybody operates in this way. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine because there's a friend that I know that operates kind of on the same baseline as well. Uh-huh. And I'm just kind of like, is it because everybody when you know the inner workings of people, it makes you think like, does everybody think like this and I just don't know it?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't. The only thing though is when we were having the conversation, what I brought up is his older brother operates that way too. So I was like, does Gary, Greg's older brother is Anthony, Greg's younger brother is Gary. Anthony, in my opinion, operates with the same level of skepticism and not as much as Greg, but he is, he's more skeptical. Greg is more defensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, does Gary have that as well? But Greg was like, I don't think so. He'd be like, whatever.
That's because they protected him this whole time.
I was like, well, he probably didn't have to. Because they would just go tell him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it was just really, really, maybe it is to the point.
Said women, too.
What?
They said women be unaware.
And that could be true. Is it a man? Is it a gender thing?
Oh, do you operate like this, Joshua? No, just in life in general.
Are you bored, like defensive and feel like people are operating in a way they're trying to get over on you at all times?
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe it is a guy thing. I don't know.
Mm.
I do. Like, someone comes to the door, I'll be like, I don't know what they want. I'm not going to answer. Unless I know them.
Do you think they're trying to rob you, though, or do you think they're trying to annoy you?
If I'm not there, I feel like everybody's trying to rob the house. For whatever reason. Especially if Mara's there, everybody's trying to break in and steal everything we own and pillage.
I mean, like, they probably want to cut the protective grass.
Thing. Maybe this is a God-given protection thing.
Yeah.
That is just innate in men. Because I don't be like that. Only time I'm like that, actually, is if Kev is gone.
Oh, yeah.
If Kev is gone and it's the middle of the night, I might grab a knife or a pair of scissors before I come to the door.
Oh, okay.
I've definitely been known to do that.
Got it.
I definitely, or at least like know where my options are in the event of, because I always, and see, I'd be thinking crazy though, because this be daddy though too. Because I'd be like, if something happens, am I going to yell at the boys first make sure they can get out and then, you know, I'm willing to sacrifice. But then I'd be like, well, why does your mind even have to go that way? But then you'd be like, because stuff be happening crazy in the world. So you really do. You should have a little bit of a plan sometimes. But I don't always operate like that. But if Kev is gone, then I am a little bit more. But then let me talk about Kev real quick. So I have a video idea that I'm working on. I shot one. I need to edit it and I'll decide if it'll go up or not. But anyway, I'm trying to do a series on like candles. I bought a bunch of candles, whatever. So I've been burning them in the house. I come downstairs. Kev opened a package that he got from, I don't even remember who. The point is, the fire is here. This is the candle. This is the actual flame.
Okay.
And he opened the package and had it like this.
Oh.
I came downstairs.
He's trying to.
I said, this is how I know he didn't know what he did. So I moved it. Mind you, the paper was hot. Oh, like it was.
Yeah, it
was on its way. So I come in there with it. I'm like, Kev, you left it. He was like, I'm just using the bathroom. I'm finna come back in there and finish it. No, I don't care about the mess. That's you finna burn the house down.
Right.
This was literally over the fire.
My goodness.
He was like, I didn't even see it.
Jesus.
I said, sir, one of us got to be responsible. One of us got to be responsible.
Who's the adult here?
Who is the adult in the room? Because we finna burn this whole house down.
That's hilarious.
Sir, please know what you are doing. Okay. Anything else? That's it. That's all. We moving on to let's pop the trunk and be out of here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, ladies. I want to pop the trunk on Hallmark, American Greetings, Mahogany, because why are greeting cards so expensive? Like, I have to make a choice. Am I going to buy a gift or am I going to buy a greeting card?
because I can't buy both. Mm-hmm. And then you have to put money inside of the card. So I've already spent $7 on the card and now I have to put money inside the card? Mm-hmm. Yeah, something got to give. So Hallmark, American Greetings, Mahogany, and whomever else is out there, give us a break.
I agree. Bags, gift bags are all also expensive.
The whole aisle
be a lot of money.
It'd be a lot of money.
Yes.
Going down. And I remember, is it not a thing? There used to be like a 99-cent card section. Is it no longer available?
I don't know.
Because I don't mind writing my own personal note in there. I don't need all the color. You know, it'd be real plain on the inside. But it's fine. Say happy birthday on the outside. It's okay.
And
legit be $7, $8.
And I told y'all what I do with cards anyway. So
what you do?
Throw them away.
Throw them away. Daddy sent you a card for Mother's Day?
I don't know. I don't think
so. Actually, the mail came through slow, so if you didn't get it, it might be on its way.
He said, y'all don't never be checking y'all mail, huh? Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry.
Mine came through real, real late.
Greeting cards are expensive. I feel like maybe we talked about this, but I just want to revisit that. Mirrors are also really expensive for no reason. Mirrors that you want hung in your house, not like a handheld. Like if you want like a very decorative, like for your apartment, for your house, whatever, they are really expensive. And it makes no sense. It is one piece of glass and then a little bit of framing. And I'd be like, this is stupid.
And then wait till you have to pay some. Well, you got Greg, but you pay somebody to hang it up.
To hang it up.
Girl, that's another expensive thing. The whole home decor process.
Oh my god!
This is why I need to pop the trunk real quick while you're talking about mirrors. I want to pop the trunk on everybody, all the white people, when a video go beyond your audience and then they come to your video. It's me. That's what I'm talking about. And they be like, why is the cabinet so bare? I don't understand why she doesn't have anything in her cabinets. Her cabinets have nothing. I'm so distracted because her cabinets have nothing. How are you distracted by nothing?
They all have lisps.
They all talk like this. Why can't you view your love if her cabinets are empty? The distraction of empty cabinets. Why are you all behind the scenes? That's first of all. Pay attention to the people. That's what the video is about. Yes. That's first of all. Second of all, unless you are writing me a check.
Listen.
To decorate my entire house, shut up.
Amen.
Say no more words to me. Listen. Because if I need to decorate my house in pieces, what do the UK people say in bits and bobbles? bits and bobs. I started watching this UK show. You know, the UKians, they love a good bits and bobs.
They have a bunch of sayings that crack me up.
Listen, if that's all I could afford at the moment, mind your business or cut a check. And if you can't do either of those, scroll
on.
Because it's expensive.
Wait, people who are, when I watch a video, this probably goes to my naivete again. When I watch a video, I pay attention to whatever it is you want me to pay attention to. Wherever the action is, that's where my mind is. That's where my eyes are. I don't care. And then I scroll. People who are like aware enough to talk about the background, I'd be like, y'all are so funny. How did I miss that? It's my favorite part of the internet. But I'd be like, I didn't even catch that.
Because then you have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, now I gotta like not pay attention to the thing that has my attention. I'm not good at it, but I love when people do it. It's funny, except when they're talking about your cabinet.
Yes, shut up. Get out of my cabinet. Get out of my house. The only thing that I do pay attention to, and I just blame mom for this the other day when she was just here, is if you do a video and your floor is dirty, I'm going to notice.
Really?
Every time.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. If it's hair, if it's clothes, if it's footprints, if it is dirty clothes, and to be honest, and that's not to say my house is always immaculate, but I'm going to push it out the video.
Oh, I don't.
I'm going to push the dirty clothes. I'm going to push that piece of hair. I did a video the other day and I didn't see, because of where I was sitting when I first started, I didn't notice that the hangers were behind me.
Uh-huh.
When I was editing it, I almost didn't post it.
Because of hangers?
Oh, if there's stuff on your floor, that will grab my attention. Everything else, I may not notice. But if there is stuff, I said, Mom, this is your fault. This is your...
I didn't get that from her.
I feel like I am... The way that I am particular about the house, I got directly from Mom. From her.
I'll make a video, and I don't care. Y'all can see...
But you're green screen mostly.
Yeah, but my wig be lifting... it be not straight. I listen, sometimes I wake, I have a video, I think it was YNW Melly. I had just woken up. My voice is scratchy as all get out. I don't even, I put lip gloss on or Vaseline. The Vaseline be over here. I'd be like, take the video. You gonna take the video or you gonna not take the video? I don't care about what you're talking about. Okay, I don't care what you're talking about. Okay, take the video. I don't. So I be waiting for somebody to be like, "Yo, that I'm not lawyer girl. She don't never." And don't.
Hilarious.
Say what you want, Chai.
Well, I may not notice hair. And the other thing is when people notice nails, I never really notice nails. It's also because it's real life.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Real life stuff, I don't really be noticing. But if you're, because I feel like you could have moved them dirty clothes out your video. Mm-mm. You could have. Though.
No, you could, honey. Have.
Don't be doing no video with no dirty clothes in your video.
I will make a video today with dirty clothes.
I'll report it.
That's fine.
I will report it.
I don't care.
I promise you, I will report it and call the police.
I don't not be caring about that. Y'all want the information? I am living life. This is my real life, okay? And if I'm making a video damn near every day, you're going to get the real life of me, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a mama. Move I'm a wife. Video. I'm a person. I got stuff to do. I'm trying to keep. And I have, Micaiah does not care about me. Let me tell you. Last night, it was probably 10 o'clock. And I started acting like mama then because I made this nice playroom for them kids. Okay. I got the little, it is cute in there. And Micaiah takes everything out of the playroom and puts it in the living room and then drags it to her room and my room, McKinley's room. It's just stuff everywhere. You shouldn't try to have a nice house with kids.
I actually,
they
agree
don't
with that.
Care.
I agree with that. Kids don't, their fingerprints be everywhere.
She has
shoes
colored
be everywhere.
With marker and crayon every wall in my house. Yeah. I am tired of cleaning it.
Yes.
Yeah. She does not care. And so if you want a video, you're going to get these colored crayon colored walls, these dirty clothes that I ain't folded in 3 years. Oh, I don't care.
Listen,
I will lay on top of a load of clothes. I will lay on top of them and make a video. I don't care. Anyway,
I'm going to report your video. I promise you I am. I'm going to report it because there's no way.
Girl.
That should go. My TikTok, I don't know what happens in my TikTok algorithm, to be completely honest, but I do want y'all to know that all the TikTok mess, I've been seeing it. The other thing about my TikTok algorithm is that it is, it thinks I enjoy watching people that keep like hoarding houses, clean up their house. So there's a whole TikTok underworld of women and men for that matter, but it only serves me women. But I'm going to assume it's on both sides that their house be a mess, but not like a mess, like where you just were busy for a few couple days, whatever. Like, it'd be a mess. Like,
desanitized.
Yes.
I've seen a couple of those.
Yes. Where there's mold growing.
Ew.
Where food is, yes, and dirty diapers are like smeared on the floor, like that type of, not dirt. Listen, everybody gets busy. Everybody's house gets a mess. That is normal life. This is like,
how are you healthy?
Yes. It's something else happening, and this isn't like, oh, I had a busy week. This is like, you ain't cleaned your house in like 3 months and not even attempted to like straighten up. It just is stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff. And then they would go through and clean it.
They hire somebody or no. the dirty self people.
Yes.
Like,
yes. And then, but they show it. It'd be like, no, I'm not very clean. And this is a diaper. Literally, this is a diaper that's been on my floor since yesterday.
That's
and this
disgusting.
Is the food that I cooked last week that I was supposed to clean up. And now it's hard as rock and I don't know what to do. And this, it be like that.
And then you watch that?
And then I'd be like,
See, I don't.
There's another side where a guy goes around with his landscaping stuff and just does everybody's yard.
Oh.
It's not quite as.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Dirty and filthy. It'd be filthy. Like, disgusting. Not just like, again, busy lives. I get that. I didn't make up my bed right now. It's a mess. Okay. I should have got up at 5:30. I got to be like 6:30 this morning. And I said, that's as good as it's going to get today. This is good as it's going to get today. And I was still felt rushed. These people.
You're so much better at adulting than me. Keep going.
No, you.
She said, I should have got up at 5:30. I got up at 6:30. Girl.
Yeah, but you'll also, no, but you'll also stay up late.
Absolutely.
I'm not doing that. So okay. I have to get up early. Even we just invert time. The time. Just invert the time.
Okay. Even if I go to bed on time, I don't, okay, it's fine. Girl.
No. But Mel will stay up till 12, 2 o'clock in the morning watching videos and stuff. I will, there's no world in which I'm doing that. If it's that's not true. Done by like 10, I am done.
Oh yeah, no, that's not my life.
That's it. That's all, folks. I'll see you tomorrow. So I have to spend the time in the morning.
In the morning.
I know that the evening and afternoon, like it's right. Like when we leave here, in fact, we need to be done in a minute. I have to go because I have to go. Anyway, yeah. So my TikTok algorithm is in shambles. It's in clean talk. It is in messy talk and a little bit of tattoo talk as well.
Oh.
Because of all the research I was doing.
My TikTok algorithm only, I hardly ever get to like consume content on there because I'm always like posting content on there. Mm-hmm, and so then I'd be like sick of the app. However, there is always hair talk, always. From laying a wig, the latest wig company, something about kids' hair, braid techniques, it is hair tools. That is my TikTok algorithm. It is hair stuff, always. That's about it.
That's cool. I find people's TikTok algorithms to be fascinating.
That's hilarious.
I really find them to be very, very fascinating.
When I worked at Netflix, that was always like a part of the presentation we would give to creators is that your Netflix algorithm is different than the next person's because it is obviously catered to what you watch and it's trying to learn like what you watch. And so what would happen is that a creator would have a new show and they would call Reed or Ted because they are usually some high profile person and they would be upset because their mother or their sister or their brother or their niece went on Netflix and did not see my new show. And it would always be this big thing, but it's because the kind of content that you make, show creator, is apparently not the kind of content that your people like or watch, or else it would have been served to them.
Your mom was only watching it because it's you, but if you were literally anyone else, she wouldn't be interested in this content.
So anyway, we used to have a ton of conversations about like, how do you get this to this person's family so that they can make sure they see it so they know that like they are being supported. So it was always like a hilarious
send me their conversation. Username so I can so we can manually send literally. This to them
because you would be like me. How can you, but anyway, so to the point that you're making, everybody's algorithm be different. So anyway,
that's the one thing I do enjoy about TikTok is, and mine changes all the time. I get into dance talk. That's one of my favorites. When I'm into dance talk, it's such, there's this Asian dude. You guys don't watch Dance Talk?
No.
You don't have Dance Talk either?
I get them once in a while, but if I start scrolling more of them, then.
It'll serve to you.
I'll get like a dance trend that comes in, but it's not like back to back.
Oh, man. I get the dentist that dances all the time. Have you guys seen him?
A dentist that dances?
Oh, my God. There's a dentist that dances, and he's so good. It's like. Very good. He does such a good job. And then there's this super, he's like 6'1" Asian dude. And he does, he's like an orthodontist.
Oh.
But the Asian dude, I don't know what his job is. He's just a very tall Asian dude, which I apologize if that's offensive.
Maybe you sent me him before.
So he like sings too.
I think you said.
But he'll sing like, making my way downtown. And so he'll have his voice on the side, his head on the side singing it. And then his body is in the thing moving. Dancing. Oh, it's so good.
Hilarious. Man.
Listen, my TikTok is a good time to me.
Yeah.
I always get like makeup stuff. I always get fashion stuff. I get like purse talk as well. Now I'm deep into book talk as well. But the like periphery things like dance talk I get and like the dirty cleaning thing. Those are my favorites. The solid stuff I get all the time. That stuff I get served all the time. This stuff, I'd be like... Serve me again, another person dancing and singing, doing the things. This is a great time. Dance talk's a good time. Book talk is a good time. I'll be having a good time.
Hilarious.
One more or we want to get up out of here?
Let's do one more because we were supposed to get through three.
Okay, go ahead.
One more.
Oh, and food talk is my other one. Food talk is another. Food talk's a good time.
Hey, Melissa and Mel, I just want to pop the trunk on churches that upload sermons to YouTube and then turn the ads on. Because why am I listening to the sermon? The pastor starts praying and then there's an ad in the middle of the prayer. Like, come on, now my spirit is out of alignment because why? Why, Jesus? Why is there an advertisement? I'm just trying to get the word and get the good prayer in. Like, I know budgets are tight and YouTube AdSense will make you that good money, but we've got to find a different way. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a good day.
Listen, go.
I like agree, but also like they got to get their money. But it is funny because I feel like for some reason, YouTube is smart enough to know where to insert the ad. And I feel like they do it. It's like cliffhanger ad, right? It'd be like, dear Jesus ad. And then you like continue with the prayer. And it's like, that's why would you do it right there? Like, I don't. So for that, like, I like kind of agree, but also get your money, Jesus. Or church? I don't know. Should you not have ads on?
You should not have ads.
For church?
No. If it's like a live series, no, you probably should have.
It's low-key your offering.
I've seen pre-rolls.
Listen. I can do a pre-roll.
If you're not sending in your offering, you watching through that ad is your offering.
That's your tithes, low-key.
That's your tithes. And listen.
I know, that's good.
Let it run.
Actually, okay, I like this reframe. I like this reframe. If you actually, when they say it's time for offering, will ye rob God? Yet you have robbed me and tithes.
Herein. Sorry, I just know they say. Yeah.
So guess what? If you don't pull out your wallet, if you don't scan the QR code, because you know it's 2024.
Yeah, and yep, they got a code.
They got a QR code these days.
So.
Don't you skip through the ad.
Let the ad run.
You better
let it
run.
The least you could do.
The least.
Is you watch can do, the ad.
Because you know you're already watching from the house anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so that's first of all. You're already at baptized, bedside Baptist.
Yes.
You're probably drinking a mimosa. You ain't halfway paying attention. The least you could do
is let the ad run.
Let the ad run. And you better play it through. You better not hit skip.
Yes.
You better not fast forward. Don't even get up. And pretend like you're going to buy it too. Click it. Let it send you to a different window and then come back.
And then, because wait. Why? I feel like the church people need to have their money. The thing is, right, listen, I'm for real, because people, this going to get me in trouble, and then so we could go as soon as I say this and y'all get mad. But, like, people used to be so mad at, like, wealthy or well-off pastors. And it's like, would you prefer a pastor preaching about the goodness of God and he broke and he got a rundown vehicle? Is that what you want your pastor to have? While he trying to tell you about the goodness of Jesus? Or do you want him to have the newest vehicle, okay? Fly cars, designer. Like, which one do you want? Look, I don't go to hairstylists who have bad hair. Because how you going to do my hair and your hair look like that? If you going to tell me about the goodness of Jesus, I want to see it displayed through your life. I'm sorry. I told you, y'all can get mad all you want.
I want Jesus to not be a respecter of person. I want the blessings to flow down to all the people.
Absolutely.
This is the other problem, though. The pastors, they get a bad rap, but the reality is most of the pastors in this country don't got that money.
No.
Most of the pastors be broke.
Yes.
And be having a regular job.
100%.
And barely making ends meet. And they doing a building fund because they really got to do
a
building fund.
Yes.
Like, the reality is it'd be more broke pastors out here. And I don't even mean broke, actually. I feel like that's actually
but
not
they
even,
don't be they living lavish.
Yeah, they don't be living lavish. They just be living regular lives. Like, we be living regular lives.
Congregation, the members of churches, especially the people who always got stuff to say about the church, about the pastor, and he getting all the money, it'd be the same as people who be on child support. Let me tell you why. Hold on, just follow me. Wait. People who be on child support swear that they $7 that they send you a month
sure
is being funded for your lavish life. It be
so
like,
true.
I give child support and that's why she got a new car. Your $7 tithes that you give every month is not getting the pastor a brand new house.
That's
okay.
True.
You are not paying his mortgage with your $7.
That's true.
So everybody relax.
Everybody.
Everybody relax.
I'm going to tell you what actually it is. This is actually, you're not speaking wrong. It be the stuff. It don't be the tithes and the offering. It be that book you buy.
100%.
It be that bag.
Yup.
It be that conference.
It be the conference.
It be
yes.
It be that. That's actually.
Listen.
Because the church building, it be a staff.
Yeah.
Yes. They got fucked up.
It be people in there. People love, and it's not everybody.
That's why they stay talking about us as we in sinking sand.
That's fine, but I don't care, because the people who criticize the pastors and church the most, okay, the people who love to be, it's just a bunch of them taking money, they be the people who give $2, okay, to tithes and offering and to child support and swear everybody is benefiting off of their $4 a month. They're not. Okay, it's probably more of a hassle to get you to pay it than it is worth. You should probably keep it. Amen.
Amen. Well, this was a time. Mel did pop the trunk. Mel, she did pop the trunk on all the folk. Don't be mad at your pastor. Okay, and that, the reality is, though, most pastors be living regular lives.
And like, having a job.
We have living regular lives, having a regular
to support
to
themselves, the church. They, you want to call them at 3 o'clock in the morning because your husband is cheating and expect him to answer.
I actually know a pastor who had to take out a second on his house, that the actual house he lives in, to keep the church building
afloat. Exactly.
He wasn't running because y'all was skipping.
Because y'all was skipping on the YouTube ads.
Yeah,
let the YouTube ad run.
The actual lesson here is let the ad run. Y'all don't hit skip. We said all of that to circle back to the main point.
Yes.
Let the ad run.
Let the ad run, child.
Don't hit skip.
No.
Pay your offering via ad revenue.
Via ad. Let it run.
Let it run. If they serve you 7 of it, let it run 7 times. Because yet ye have robbed me in tithes and offering.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
All right. Well, yeah, this is a last thing I'm going to say, because I do feel like I just need to patch it up a little bit. Are there crooked pastors out there? Yes.
100%.
Are there pastors that take advantage and do all the things?
100%.
Yes. But in my life, I don't know those people. I have known some amazing, upstanding, Bible-obiding men and women that are in ministry.
And who give everything to their ministry. Their time.
Of their time. Sacrificing their family sometimes in the name of ministry.
Every week come with the whole message. They be essentially writing a paper every week to come bring to you. They go research and find the scriptures to support. They doing all of this and then deal with you and your partner or your kids and you want counseling and you want this. And then be mad because they got a new car.
Yes. And that's for real.
Crooked pastors,
don't support them.
Leave that church.
Don't go to that church. Don't.
I don't.
But don't cast that as the light on all the pastors. Because I'm telling you, I have known some amazing people in ministry. I know some amazing people in ministry.
Yes.
And they work hard.
And still be having jobs. Ciao.
And they still be having jobs. That be for real. If you know the crooked ones, it don't be the lot of them.
No, they exist though. They exist. Get YouTube Premium or let the ad play.
And don't even do YouTube Premium because that goes to Google.
Amen. So if you're going to pay anybody,
pay the pastor. Give the offering to the pastor.
If he gave you a good word.
Yes.
All right, let's go.
All right, y'all. Bye.
I don't know what we talked about today, y'all.
Nothing and everything, like every week.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.